Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Rani Group Limited Q4 and FY 2026 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Diwakar Pingle from EY. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Q4 and full year FY 2026 earnings conference call of Rani Group. To discuss and answer your questions today, we have the management team from Rani Group represented by Harish Lakshman, Chairman, Rani Group; P. A. Padmanabhan, President, Finance, Group CFO; Shiva Chandrasekaran, Senior Executive Vice President, Secretarial and Legal; J. Anant, Executive Vice President, Finance and CFO, Rani Holdings; and S. Prasad, Associate Vice President, Corporate Planning, Rani Holdings. Please note that the results and presentations have been mailed to you, and you can also view it on the company's website. In case anyone does not have a copy of the presentation or anyone marked in the mail, please write to us, and we'll be happy to send the same. Before we start, I'd like to say that everything that is said in this call that reflects any outlook for the future, which can be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that we face. These uncertainties and risks are included, but not limited to, what we mentioned in the prospectus or subsequently in annual reports, which you can find on our website. With that said, I'll hand over the call to Harish Lakshman. Over to Harish.
Yeah. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for dialing. I'd like to welcome you all for this teleconference. I'd like to start with a few comments on the industry. I think the entire industry delivered a very strong performance during Q4 FY 2026, with all the major vehicle segments recording healthy year-on-year growth, supported by the continued positive customer sentiment, supportive policy measures, including the GST rate rationalization. The quarter marked the strongest performance of the year, reflecting a broad-based recovery across all the vehicle segments. The passenger car segment continued to witness healthy momentum during the quarter, driven by sustained demand for utility vehicles and improving affordability. The commercial vehicle segment registered robust growth aimed by the higher infrastructure activity, improving freight movement, and healthy fleet utilization levels. The segment also witnessed a broad-based recovery with good fleet replacement cycle kicking in. The two-wheeler segment witnessed a strong recovery during this quarter, supported by the policy incentives as well as the growth in the EV category. I think the farm sector also had a very good quarter, driven by the favorable monsoon, improved farm income, and increased mechanization trends in the rural market, and recorded the highest ever sales for the industry. I think overall, the industry remains resilient during the year, supported by improving demand conditions and positive momentum across key vehicle segments. However, the global geopolitical developments has led to significant commodity price volatility and supply chain uncertainties. Therefore, these need to continue to be closely monitored on how it can impact demand. Coming to the company performances, Rani Madras, the total revenue for the Q4 stood at 1,051.7 crores compared to 905 crores in Q4, which is an increase of 16.2%. During the quarter, the company incurred a CapEx of 53 crores, taking the full year FY 2026 CapEx to 191 crores. Investments were directed primarily towards capacity expansion across all the product lines, steering, engine components, as well as brake components. The net debt for Rani Madras stood at 705.8 crores at the end of the year, compared to 779.2 crores, reflecting a reduction of about 73.4 crores during last year. The aftermarket product business continued to strengthen its integrated and market-focused approach during FY 2026. Improved retailer engagement, enhanced market visibility and portfolio expansion, and increased adoption of digital tools supported better execution and market penetration and growth. During the Q4, the company secured new businesses with an annualized sale of 33 crores, taking the full year FY26 order win to the highest ever that Rani Madras has done, with a value of 712 crores of annualized sales across domestic OEM as well as international customers. So the entire new business booking has been a very good year for us. Apart from these, I'd like to mention that the JV companies of the group also secured new orders worth about 55 crores during this quarter from our domestic customers. As mentioned in some of the past calls, you know, our key focus is for Rani Madras to improve the margins, to continue to improve the margins through operational efficiency and cost reduction initiatives, to further strengthen the balance sheet and reduce the debt-to-equity ratio, to continue to enhance our free cash flow generation and deliver on better return on capital employed. We remain focused on maintaining our financial discipline, at the same time supporting long-term growth and competitiveness. When I look at the coming year, we remain optimistic but with caution on the overall demand environment, with domestic trends expected to remain stable. So the demand continues to be there. Even April and May, to be frank, surprised us on the demand front, despite the various challenges that are going on, you know, geopolitically. At the same time, you know, we continue to closely monitor factors that could influence the broader operating environment, and especially the volatility in crude oil and commodity prices, as well as the exchange rate movement, which could, you know, impact our operations. So in this environment, our focus will remain on strengthening our operational efficiency, driving cost optimization initiatives, and improving our overall competitiveness to mitigate external headwinds and support further margin improvement during this year. We also expect to benefit from new business ramp-ups, our diversified product portfolio, and the continued focus on manufacturing excellence across the plants. Thank you. With these words, I'd like to now open the call for any questions. Thanks.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Lakshmi Narayan from Tunga Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Harish, a few questions. In one page, you are mentioning joint venture financial performance. You have mentioned it because the company is split into two, the debtor entity, or why? Just want to understand that part.
Yes, so, but what is this question?
No, my question is that is it the company has been split into two?
That happened in Q4. In February, the split, we got the NCLT approval and the companies have been demerged. Yes.
Okay. See, now that the company is demerged, will there be some kind of operating dealer rate, because you have to have fixed costs in both the entities?
So there will be very marginal increase in cost as a result of this. As you're aware, ZF globally did the demerger, so we had to follow. Because historically, the two businesses have always been run separately. So there were very few people involved across both the businesses. So therefore, there's not going to be any significant or material cost increase as a result of this.
Okay. And another request, if you can give the complete P&L of these joint ventures and the RFA instance, because I would like to understand what is the gross margin and what is the debt that is actually carried in the businesses. And I just want to understand what is the debt in Rani Steering Prior Assistance Private Limited, and what is the debt, gross debt or net debt of the joint venture, which is the ZF entity, and also what is the debt carried at the holding level.
Second, you want to read the number?
The net debt is set up.
You can undo. Red color light.
Hello, are you able to hear?
Yes.
Yeah. See, the net debt at the Rane Holding consolidated level is around 950 crores.
And
at RSSL it is around 260 crore. ZF entity joint venture it is around 700 crore.
Okay. And another question, I see that there is a preferential allotment which has been proposed by the board. Just want to understand. How did you think about it vis-a-vis other capital raising options?
So I think the details are yet to come out, right? Or has it been yet to go? It will be going in the coming weeks. And you will see the details. It is not a substantial amount. So therefore, the board deliberated all options and felt that given the quantum, this was the best at this point in time.
Okay. Because anyway, you have debt at the company at a large level. So why would you take a 40 crore? This like seems to be too small. Why are you doing this at all? Just trying to understand that particular part.
No, that's what. That is all was the requirement that is needed. As far as for the other debt, as you know, there is already some transaction on real estate, etc., underway, which will also get consummated during this financial year. So considering all of those, we took this decision.
Got it. And last quarter, you took a kind of a provision in the ZF thing. Just want to understand, is it that full and final or anything more? Because you said that as per your prudent assessment of last quarter, is there any slippages from there, or is it actually that amount, or there is reducing or increasing? And also, is there something, some insurance that would actually cover that particular provisioning?
Yeah, I think as would have been communicated in the last quarter, there is no change after that. So neither is it going to increase nor is it going to decrease. However, whether this is the final number, I think there is still multiple discussions going on between the customer, ZF and the JV. So it will take some more time to get the full picture. It could take another 6 months before we get full clarity, if at all. We have initiated, I think, the insurance process. As you know, that's a little bit more long drawn out. But we don't have full cover. So even if the insurance process happens, it will not fully cover the provisions we have made.
In any quantum of the insurance coverage you have, you like to mention here?
75 crore.
If at all it comes?
75 crore.
Okay. Thank you, Harish. I'll come back to you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aditya Makharia from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
I would firstly like to congratulate the management for issuing warrants. I think while the quantum is small, it definitely sends a very positive signal out to the market. Having said that, sir, I had a question, on Rani NSK. We did mention that obviously NSK has, lost its way somewhere in Japan. And now in India, while we are going alone right now, there's also talks of us wanting to enter into a JV with another foreign partner to ensure our technological, prowess in steering. So any thoughts on that which you could share?
Yeah, so I don't know if there is some lack of communication from our side. No, see, as far as the Rani Steering is concerned, everything is done. As you know, we purchased the shares of NSK. The license technology for NSK continues for not only for current production, even for future production it is possible. Over and above that, we have already also signed a license agreement with ZF, and they have also given us access to the electric steering technology. So Rani steering for even for future businesses will continue to have access to both NSK technology as well as ZF technology. So depending on what customers prefer, you know, Rani steering systems will be able to offer the solution. So in a way, we are very well positioned to cover a whole range of customers and the different types of technologies going forward.
Okay, so that's great to hear that, you know, ZF is also cooperating on the technology part. Just one question here, because Maruti is our largest customer, will this ZF technology also feed into Maruti products?
It is possible in the future, we don't know at this stage. But right now, through ZF, we have also already booked one order with another customer.
Okay, got it. Thanks and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pratik Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good afternoon, sir. A couple of questions from Rani Madras specifically. One on growth. So, I mean, we have called out a good growth in exports, but at the same time, the OEM, domestic OEM growth is much below industry. So, if you can highlight what is going well in exports and what is not in domestic OEM. Compared to the industry.
One second. Yeah, I think we have put out the in the investor presentation, I think slide number 13 of the slide, we have kind of explained why in some segments we have not grown in line with the industry. Actually, if you see commercial vehicle, we have grown faster than the industry, but in the case of passenger vehicle and farm tractor, we are slightly lower. And of course, two-wheeler, we are much lower, but our presence in two-wheeler is very limited. So we have explained the reasons in on that particular slide. It's broadly because of, you know, the customer the mix, you know, which models of Maruti or which models of Mahindra are doing well and which models are we on. I think it's largely because of that. And in fact, as far as farm tractor is concerned, I think it's the power steering, is it? Is that the... because again, it is due to the lower growth in the served models. There are, you know, different segments in the tractor below 25 horsepower, 25 to 45 horsepower. So we are in some models, we're not in some. So it's largely a mix issue.
And we have called out brake as an issue, but brake itself is not a very large share of our business at Rani Madras level.
Yeah.
So any other thing which is lacking in two-wheelers?
Two-wheeler, we have only two product lines, engine valves and brakes. And even brakes, you know, we participate only in those vehicles, in those two-wheelers that have ABS. So if the vehicle doesn't have an ABS system, we don't participate. So it's a very small market for us.
Correct. Fair enough. And sir, so, you know, margins, we did call out our aspiration or the efforts which are going on the last year or two since the merger. Despite this large growth in our numbers, we still don't see double-digit margins. We had an aspiration getting 12%. Once the merger comes in. On that journey of efficiency and improvement, where are we? And then anything that you can guide for double digit and then the eventual 11, 12? I mean, are we still on track? Do you still see that happening?
I think definitely we are definitely on track. As I said in my opening comments, the entire focus is to get to that double digit level. And We are definitely on track, and we hope that, you know, the market will continue to grow during this year, and, you know, we can deliver on those numbers.
Is it still double digit or is it still like 11-12, the margins?
No, we will gradually get to double digit. We are at 9.5 right now. So I see double digit happening during next year and going to that 11-12%.
Fair enough. And lastly on debt, so I mean we have some money from the land sale which has come in. So now does our intention to sell more land parcels that we have taken some shareholder approval to stay intact? And we are also now generating good cash flow. So what are plans in terms of debt repayment over the next 12-24 months?
Yeah, so I think we will, you know, I think the good thing is our debt to equity ratio. We are below one now, and we are, as the real estate transactions happen, there is obviously the Velachery one that will probably happen during the course of, you know, early part of this year, that will further improve the ratios. And as far as the other land that we took shareholder approval for, you know, obviously when we get the right price and the right type of buyer, we do intend to sell. There is nothing over and above what we already got shareholder approval for. So you're right that, you know, the overall books are looking healthy and, I don't see the debt will only continue to come down. So
anything you want to quantify that? What would the debt levels look like in a year or two time from 700 odd crores right now?
See, that's why I don't want to give an absolute number. I would rather give a debt equity ratio because it also is a function of what we do in the business, you know. In case there are some new investment initiatives, new M&A, many things could happen. So very clearly our intent is to ensure that our, you know, debt equity ratio is, you know, at 0.5 levels. You know, that will be the goal.
So for now, our intention was to spend about 200 crores a year on capex. That stays or have we materially changed that?
No, it will hover around that. Depending on supply and demand, it could be, what are we looking at next year? Maybe another 20-30 crores more.
Fair enough. No, thank you and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Manish Goyal from Thinkwise Wealth Managers LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir. I have a couple of questions. Sir, first on ZF Rane, like what has been the experience in last 3 to 4 months on the warranty claims, like how many vehicles have been recalled and where have been, like just want to get a sense, because what we read 3-4 months back that only 500 to 600 vehicles were probably faced the issue out of some 650,000 vehicles. So maybe if you can give us some more perspective on the warranty claim, sir.
Yeah. No, to be frank, Manish, we are also still don't have all the information. While in US they have made this announcement, in actual changes of this recall happening on the ground, we are also not aware how much, because we are depending on the customer SKMC in the US. So the information flow has not been great and we are still discussing with the customer what is the amount of recall that they are going to do, I'm just saying one extreme is all the vehicles, another extreme is they are going to do some sort of a test and then maybe only a smaller percentage of vehicles will be addressed. So all that is not decided. That is why it will take another, you know, I think 3-4 months for us to get a clarity on what is the process the customer is going to adopt and maybe 6 months to know the impact.
Okay. Thank you so much. And on the business prospects and the exports growth from India and probably sourcing by the parent, hopefully it has not affected much and we continue to get business on export front as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no change in that. In fact, as I said, even in Q4, we got 55 crores of new order.
Okay. And sir, on the Rane Madras and other businesses, on particularly on the international business outlook. So in Rane Madras, now exports are nearly 27-28%, and it has grown quite well. So if you can give us outlook in context with disturbance happening on the geopolitical front, how do you see the growth order pipeline for Rane Madras as well as for ZF Rane particularly?
Yeah, to be frank with you, there is no impact because of the geopolitical situation. We had a record year, as I said, in terms of new order booking of 712 crores in Rane Madras last year. And whatever programs that we started shipping in the last few quarters, there is no negative impact on volumes, both in US and in Europe. So therefore, we continue to remain optimistic. I think the challenge is the cost escalation on both due to oil related and the commodity. So those are the things that, you know, we need to carefully manage and obviously, you know, try and recover that from customers, etc., which with large OEMs is always a challenge. But so that has been the focus. So there are no major concerns from a volume standpoint as of today.
Sure, sir. Sir, I probably jump back to ZF Rane. One question on the margins, which we have probably seen quite strong margins of nearly 14% for this quarter. So how should we look at it going forward? Can we sustain this level of margins at ZF Rane? Because I think most of our new plants would have started and contributed.
Yeah, so as you know, Manish, we have to look at the two business separately. The steering, commercial steering business, that has got a strong double-digit margin. And as long as the commercial vehicle market continues to remain strong, I see that kind of margin getting sustained. As far as the seatbelt and airbag business is concerned, that's a high single-digit margin. And that also will continue to remain at that level. No? And the growth for that business continues to be strong.
Okay. Okay. And maybe if you can give us a revenue breakup between steering business and occupant safety business and yeah, also the exports.
Yeah, Anand will read out.
See, for the quarter, Q4, the total revenue is 765 crore, steering is 300 and occupant safety is 465 crore. This is the broad breakup. In terms of domestic and export, export constitutes 150 crore and the remaining 610 crore is from domestic.
And can you give us for the full year, please?
Okay, for full year FY26, overall revenue is 2680. Steering is 1000 crore and occupant safety 1680. And here domestic is close to 2072 and balance is export 609.
Sorry, exports how much, sir?
Export 609.
Okay. Okay, sir. And sir, I have a question.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Goyal. May we please request you to rejoin the queue, sir, for the follow-up question?
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Viraj Mehta from Enigma. Please go ahead. Viraj, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Sir, congratulations for good set of numbers. Sir, my first question is on the margins for Rane Madras. In an environment where we are seeing steel prices hardening and where they are today, and not only steel but other commodities as well, do you think your aspiration of doing double-digit margins this year, you said FY27, by what quarter do you think we can reach there?
No, it will be very difficult for me to give the exact quarter, etc. It's a function of multiple things, especially as you said, all the commodity increases were unanticipated because but for the war, I don't think we would be dealing with that kind of a situation. So it's also going to be a function of how we can recover from the customer. But having said that, our confidence of you know, getting to the double-digit margin continues to be strong.
And that is for this year, FY27.
Yes.
Right. And sir, if I and I'm just clarifying this, the answer to earlier participant's question was that you said in ZF, in both the divisions, occupant safety and steering, both margins look strong. One is single digit, one is double digit, but both look strong and can only improve from here with scale. Is that a fair understanding?
Yes.
And what kind of volume growth do you see in ZF?
Sorry, what kind of?
Volume growth do you see in ZF, both in occupant safety and in steering business?
Yeah, so we are looking at a you know strong you know 9-10% growth during this year.
But sir, that would be even lower than the market, right? Like 9-10%. I don't understand how is it strong.
No. The commercial vehicle market forecast for next year is only about 7%. See,
yeah,
when you look at
volume growth 9-10%, but obviously there'll be pricing because all the commodities have gone up, so revenue growth could be higher.
Yeah, possible. I mean, I'm looking at volume growth. Yes.
Got it. And sir, as far as, thank you, you have been very generous with the dividend payout. Is it fair to assume that with the money that will keep coming at the holding company level, that will be distributed in the same way going forward as we have done in the past?
Yes, that is the answer. You know, as we always do, historically, our dividend declaration in Rane Madras is in the 40%, you know, 40% range, whereas the holding company has traditionally been, you know, 50, 60, 70%. So I expect that to continue for both the companies.
And sir, what will be this year's number for the trademark and technology transfer and subsidy that the Rane holding standalone gets from all the subsidiaries this year? Last year it was in the range of some 45-50 crores. What will be the number for this year?
One second. YTD, full YTD.
Around 40.
Yeah, around the same, around 40, 43 crores. For trademark. For trademark,
yes.
Right? You're asking. Yeah. Last year was 38. Last year was 38 and this year is 43.
So, like, is it like, do we get 0.5% as a revenue, right?
Yeah, by and large, yes. There could be some differences in certain parts of the business, but most of it is 0.5%.
Right. And, sir, as far as volume growth for Rane Madras is concerned, is it fair to assume that we will grow our volumes in Madras in line with the PV market in general? So, let's say if PV, and nobody knows how much it will grow, but let's say if PV grows 12% volume this year, we grow 12% in volumes, or we'll grow lower or higher?
No, I think we will grow in that range. In fact, if at all anything, it can be slightly better because of the export market growth.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir, and best of luck.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vedant Rane from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. You know, I just want to get an update on the land deal. Like, how is the land deal shaping up? Any payment we have received other than the advance which we received earlier? And when are we supposed to get the full payment of this?
So, we continue to get the advance payment. I think as of today, 145 crores we have already received. And the remaining will happen during 26-27 financial year. It is again difficult to predict when exactly the transaction will happen because it is a function of, you know, government approvals for both the residential project that Prestige and Arihant are planning to do as well as for our corporate office that we are planning to build. So it's linked to the approvals we get from the government. As you know, recently there's been an election and therefore there was a pause in government approvals for almost 2 months in Tamil Nadu, but we hope that those approvals will start coming in the coming months.
Okay, sir, got it. And another question, so in terms of growth in, I'm talking about Rani Madras, in terms of growth, which segment, you know, we would like to focus or which segment could be key growth driver for, you know, Rani Madras?
No, I mean, across all segments, I mean, PV, obviously PV is the largest segment for Rani Madras, and export also is a big contributor. So both of those are, you know, will be the focus areas, but commercial vehicle is equally important. This is only Rani Madras? Yes,
Sorry, sir. I meant product-wise, like engine valves or brakes or steerings, which would be your growth driver?
Both steering and brake will see good growth this year. So, I mean, engine valves is not too far off.
Got it. Okay. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Munsal Shah from NSFO. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Munsal, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. As there is no response from the current questioner, we'll move to the next question from the line of Kiran D. from Table Tree Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So a couple of quick questions. So around the ZF JV, what are the issues happened? And you said it will take around 6 months for us to know the impact. So we kind of provision about 230 crore. This 230 crore, does it consider all vehicles or does it consider only a portion of vehicles? I mean, what percentage of vehicles? If you could just give a broad story or picture around that, that would be very helpful.
No, so it definitely does not cover all vehicles. It covers only some percentage of the vehicles. I don't know the exact working. It is a, you know, it's based on some testing that will be done at the dealership end. So that is why the number has not been finally frozen. It will all get decided based on the you know, the discussions between the customer, ZF and ourselves. So I expect we'll have better picture in 3 months from now.
Got it. And sir, on Rani Steering and Rani Madras, are we saying from an export perspective, I mean, traditionally we've been with Maruti and we've been in the less than 10 lakh kind of price points. So in terms of the business that we are winning in exports and as well as domestic, are we winning certain programs where the value is higher, value of the car is higher, or are we still in the value to mid segment business, that we are winning business, no more business?
Good question. No, I mean, it is slightly more than the domestic market, for sure, but it is definitely the kind of businesses we are winning on the especially on the steering side in Rani Madras export. They are also meant for some of the smaller cars in Europe. So while definitely the price of the product is more than what it is in India, it's not significantly more. It's not like, you know, BMW 5 Series, 7 Series type of vehicles. It's all the smaller European cars.
Got it. So, sir, should we understand that, you know, at least general DNA, of course, the aspiration might be to get into higher priced SUV and much more the higher brand. Our general DNA as of now, the business segment as of now, is small cars and, you know, the 15, 20 lakh or even an export equivalent or higher value cash. Is that a general understanding that we can have?
No, I don't. I think it will be very difficult to generalize because it depends on the product. Because if you see within the steering world of Rani Madras, we export rack and pinion, we export ball joints, and we export castings. Now, the statement that I made for small car is for the rack and pinion. Now, whereas a ball joint or a steering housing, those could be even for a BMW or a, you know, more expensive vehicle. But then it is not the full steering, it is a sub component. So it will be very difficult to generalize. So we are winning across all three. Last year, what we went into production happened to be for the rack and pinion for some of the small cars.
Got it. Understood. Understood. So last question on Rani steering. We did about 2,000 crores of business. Do you see this growing by in double digits and in terms of the path of EBITDA margins to double digit, how, when do you see it? If you could just give a picture on the Rani steering business at the end.
The growth will be very good. The business is closely linked to Maruti's growth, as well as we are also breaking into some new customers. So the top line growth will be quite good. However, as far as the margin is concerned, I've explained in the past calls, we are at a low single digit and we expect to get to a mid to high single digit in the next couple of years. But double digit is not going to be possible, you know, for some time in that business. But however, having said ROCE for that business, I expect within 2 years to start exceeding 20%.
Got it, sir. Got it. Very helpful, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rajakumar Vaidyanathan from RK Invest. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello.
Yeah. Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, you kind of mentioned that you are looking at double-digit EBITDA in FY 2026-27. Is that correct?
For Rani Madras, yes.
Okay, not overall.
No.
Okay, got it. Okay, sorry, I heard it as overall. Okay, sir. Sir, the reason for this question is, I think at the overall level, you have done only about 8%. So what would be your overall RHL consolidated EBITDA? Can we expect that to move from 8 to what level?
Yeah, definitely it will improve. You know, for sure, it will, you know, obviously be 9 plus. You know, it's not clear exactly where we will end.
Okay. Okay, and even in RHL, I think in standalone, I see there is a big spike in revenue. So what is contributing to that revenue in standalone?
Standalone?
Yeah. Standalone revenue is 36 crores this quarter vis-a-vis 24 crores in the previous year and 28 crores in December quarter.
For the quarter, is it?
Yes.
Okay, that would have been just some additional initiatives that would have, you know, we would have done through Rani Holdings. See, Rani Holdings, the service income is only from the group companies, right? So sometimes there are some special initiatives that we take where we invoice the operating companies and there will be a corresponding expense. So
it will get eliminated overall.
Yeah. And there could be some timing effect. This, you know, something in Q4 will be recovered in Q1 of this year, etc.
Okay, got it. Sir, and the second question is, on the intangible assets in the development, I see 22 crores that has become 36 crores. So I don't see that in RML consolidated and RHL standalone. So then I think it should be sitting in your RPSS, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, this is basically in running sharing systems where this, Chairman explained, the new technology, which is expenditure towards set of technology that RSSL is under a process of developing. So that is quoted in intangible assets and development, which comes in RHL consolidated.
Okay. So is there, what is the revenue opportunity here, sir?
For the RSSL thing. I think I'm trying to recollect, it's about 150 plus crores per annum.
Okay. That is this intangible, which is under development, that is the potential, the revenue potential for this.
Correct,
right?
Correct. But annualized 150 to 200 crores annualized.
Okay, got it. So the last question is, this, you have done this consolidation at RML level. So last year you said you will wait for one more year before you look at rolling it up all the way up to RHL. So any thoughts on that?
Sorry, I'm not clear.
No, this merger of all the Rani entities, last year we completed till Rani Madras.
Correct. No, so that, we keep looking at what is the appropriate structure. So no decision has been taken, but we'll keep evaluating it. And of course, as and when we decide on something, we'll share with all the investors.
Okay. It's not something which will happen in the near term.
I mean, I'm not able to comment on it. We haven't taken any decision as yet.
Okay. So the reason for laboring this question is because you're not leveraging on this tax losses in RTSS by keeping these entities separate. So that is the reason I'm asking why we are delaying this decision.
No, there is no tax loss that we're having. So which one, Rane Steering, you mean?
Yeah.
So Rane Steering, as you recollect, last year we had a one-off income from NSK as part of the settlement of 175 okay. crores. So all the tax losses that were available has been utilized fully.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of K. Mohan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Two questions. One is with regard to the land sale. You said you got 145 crores. What is the total expected from the land sale?
360, I think.
Okay, 360 crores. So the balance, according to your estimate, should flow in sometime during the course of next 12 months.
No, a bulk of it will, a large portion will come in next year, and some of it will come in the subsequent years. See, as I said earlier, the transaction is a combination of land sale plus also a contract to build the corporate office for us.
Right.
So which is a 3-year process.
Oh, okay. And the other land for which you got shareholder approval, roughly that will be what, another 150 crores or will be more than that?
We don't know. Yeah, maybe in that region. Yeah, in that range. But obviously we are still exploring the market.
Okay. Next question with regard to the export tariff in USA. I hear there are several doubts about the export tariff, say 10%, but then for steel it's separate, for aluminium it's separate. Do you have any clear idea of how much you are paying right now, your customers are paying tariff for the export to USA?
You know, you have a very good question. We are also very confused. Things keep changing all the time. But as the only good thing is, in more than 90% of our exports, or close to 95% of our exports, the customer is paying the tariff. So we are not paying. So the good thing is it's not impacting us directly. But we also don't know how much they are paying.
No, the danger, of course, is that if the steel tariff is going to be 50%, the customer will look at alternative sources of development. That is my worry.
Correct. No, that risk is definitely there. But, you know, as you know, while India and the US shook hands on the FTA, the intent is that India will be one of the more favored countries to do business with. So even if there is going to be a negative impact on the tariff, I am hoping that our government and the US government will somehow be able to sort it out subsequently.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ashok Patel from Molecule Ventures PMS. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is, sir, we are seeing this theme of European auto ancillary players, even bigger, larger size auto ancillary players going bankrupt because of their financial issues and because of the energy crisis, because of manpower crisis, etc. So there is a clear demand shift, speaking to other auto ancillary players, the business moving in away from Europe and in favor of countries like India. So do you see that happening in your case, given that you already have European presence? And do you expect any big orders on line of this?
As I said, you know, the overall export order booking continues to look positive, and it is obviously driven by multiple factors that are happening globally, including the pressure on European suppliers. So I wouldn't say that is the only reason, but that is definitely one of the reasons. So, and as I said, we had a record booking for orders last year, 700 crore plus in Rani Madras alone, and therefore I expect our order booking for exports, especially in Europe, to continue to be strong.
Got it, sir. Okay, that's all from my side, sir. All the best.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Manish Goyal from Thinkwise Wealth Managers LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. I have a couple of more questions on Rani Madras, sir. If you can provide us perspective on your Mexico plant progress, how is it going on, and what is the current revenue base and outlook, sir?
Yeah, so as I said, there was some delay in the launch of production for the program in Mexico, but the trial productions have started, some invoicing has also started, and the revenue will start picking up during 26-27, this financial year. But as we have mentioned in the past, you know, the scale, level of investment is fairly limited, and I don't see us investing significantly more amounts. But, you know, it is more like a, you know, satellite plant that will continue to support our local customers. But having said that, you know, we are confident of the orders that we have booked and delivering it through the Mexico plant. Now, of course, if you take a step back, see, we have to see how the whole trade agreement between US and other countries, including Mexico, plays out. The US-Mexico trade agreement is actually expiring next month in June, and between US, Mexico and Canada, they are going to renegotiate. So from a long-term perspective, you know, how much we invest in Mexico and what will be the sales potential is a function of that trade agreement. But whatever investments we have invested so far, I see that getting utilized in the next few years.
Okay. Thank you so much. And sir, on the Rani steering, mechanical steering column now, probably based on last year's annual report, it contributes now nearly 13% of the revenues. How do we see growth both on the traditional product and the mechanical steering column product?
So you're asking Rani steering, RSSL?
Yeah, RSSL, yeah.
No, so that will continue. See, most of the mechanical steering column is for the commercial vehicle. So that will be in line with the commercial vehicle segment.
Okay. And sir, last question on the capex plan for the group, if you can like outline what is the plan for FY27 for each company, sir?
As I said, you know, for Rani Madras, we'll go down. Yeah. So Rani Madras will be in the, you know, 240-250 range. Rani Steering will be in the 50 range. And the ZF numbers is still not decided as yet. There are still some discussions going on with the JV partner.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Viraj Mehta from Enigma. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Sir, this quick question on Rani Steering. You had mentioned that we will be looking at 5-6% in two con calls back. You had mentioned we should be looking at 5-odd% margins in Rani Madras. Rani Steering in FY27. But now we are seeing that we will only see lower margins than that this year. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, I mean, as I said, we will get to about 5-6% in the next 2 years. That is what we had indicated. And I think I'd also explained it is because of some of the new models that will start go into production, which have the higher profitability. So we're still a couple of years away from getting it to that, you know, mid to high single digit.
And sir, at 5-6%, how will we do 20% plus ROC? I didn't understand that part, because at 5% for us to do 20% ROC and with the working capital, our asset turnover should be like 6-6.5 times.
Yeah, so just go back to that ROC chart one sec. Yeah, I think by definitely by 27, 28, 29, we will get to 20% plus, even with this margin level, EBIT margin level, ROC.
So 5% you are saying EBIT or EBITDA?
EBITDA. One second.
Right, but then EBITDA is not ROC, right? EBIT is ROC.
One second, go to key ratios of all the companies. Pani comes here. I'm at 21% lam paate ne. Ah, RSSL. No, RSSL. Just hold on 1 minute.
Sure, sir.
The sheet. One second, we'll pull up. Next 3 years. Sorry, just give us 1 minute. We are pulling out the number.
Sure. No, no. I understand, sir.
Yeah, so the business, you know, will continue to have by 28, 29, yeah, I repeat what I said, we will get to 20% ROCE, even at an EBIT level of about, you know, 3.5-4% EBIT. So EBITDA could be 5-6%. So the ROC will start hitting 20%.
So sir, we did 2000 crore of revenue in RSSL in FY26, 2018 crores.
Right.
What kind of growth you are assuming? Because that, like, that's a very large jump, I guess, when you are assuming in earnings, because the margin is not improving and we're still going to that kind of number.
Yeah, so I mean the margin is improving. There is a, you know, some improvement in margins. As I said, see, if you go from an EBITDA of let's say 3% to 6%, we are actually doubling our margins, right? And that is coming through the growth that we are having in top line, as well as some higher profitable products entering into going into production. So, you know, this 2000 crores has the potential to go to about 2700 to 2800 crores. And yes, therefore the asset productivity will go up, you know, 6-7 times.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Lakshmi Narayan from Tunga Investments. Please go ahead. Lakshmi Narayan, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, my question is, what is the gross margin we had in the joint venture company and the RFK steering with respect to last year and this year? What is the margin of these two entities?
I don't know what gross margin, we only track EBITDA, so I don't want to say something. So the EBITDA margins are about, you know, close to 14% or 13.9%. Last year, a Q4, for the quarter, full year,
12.
About 12.5.
Yeah.
And what is the return ratios, the joint ventures and RFK is tracking?
When you say return, what do you mean? Which return?
ROE and ROC.
So ROC for last year was about 15% for the full year. Maybe going to 20% in the coming year.
Okay, this is for which? For the RFP steering or the, sorry, for the... the steering business or for the ZF?
Sorry,
this number you are actually talking about.
No, sorry, there was a mistake. We have already crossed 20%. We did 23% ROCE for this year, FY26, the year that just got over.
So this is for which entity? The joint venture entity or?
Joint venture steering. No, consolidated. Consolidated.
Sorry. And, if I just look at, there's another listed company in the steering business. Their operating margins are in the range of around 8%. With respect to that, you know, we are tracking a number and our aspiration is to even go up. Now, can you just explain, you know, why they are around 8-9% and while our aspiration is to get to 5%, that too after 2 years. Is there a different way in which or a different market you operate in?
No. So I think, as I said in the past, it's a lot of it is because of some new contracts that we had booked based on certain NSK decisions that are going, that have gone into production today. That's the, and these,
but that would actually kind of roll off in the next 2 years or 3 years, right? The entire new contract, let's say 2 years out or 3 years out, let's say 28 or so, what would be the new contracts you're getting? And
so just to repeat, some of these decisions were taken in 21-22 period, and those vehicles went into production in 23-24-25, and typically in Maruti, a production goes on for 6 to 7 years. So that is the problem with the contracts that were booked based on certain NSK decisions in that period between 21 and 23. As far as the new businesses that we have booked in the last 24 months, they will go into production some next year, some the year after, those will be higher margins.
Like that would be what, 8-9%?
Yes. Yeah.
And what is the mix of the business from, I mean, for this full year? What is the mix of business on the old contract and what is the mix of business on the new contract?
More,
is it like 100%?
Yeah. More than 85-90% is those contracts.
Okay, and that would continue even after 2 years?
Yes.
Even in spite of the business?
Correct.
Okay. This is helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pratik Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
So one on LMC, light metal casting. One, operationally, have we solved for it and how is the order book building out there? And we had some ramp up plans there too. So
we're still working through it, Pratik. I mean, there is definitely some improvement, but we are still not fully where we need to be, both in terms of the margins and the efficiencies in the factory, as well as the order booking. Both, we are continuing to still have some challenges. The order book is looking slightly better for 26-27, also because of the domestic market doing well. But we are still hopeful that during this year, we will see further improvement. As you're aware, we even took an impairment during this, at the end of this year.
Correct. And so second, again on exports for Rani Madras, it's been going really well for a while now. So just in terms of, are these new customers, same customers you're winning wallet, is this new geography, anything that you would highlight, what is driving this very, very strong growth?
I think if you recollect, 2-3 years ago, Rani Madras did a similar growth, and then we were flat for 2 years,
yes.
And then now again we are on the uptick. See, it's a combination of new businesses with existing customers as well as penetrating into new customers, and a lot of it is a function of which program goes into production, which year, etc. So, but last 2 years, the order booking has been very good and that is going into production now. So it's a combination of both existing and new customers, and we continue to remain optimistic that this rate will continue in the future.
That's great. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Munjal Shah from NSFO. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, please Hello? Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I couldn't ask my questions earlier. Sir, if I go to the presentation of Rani Madras in slide 17, where you've given the businesses of various division, actually steering, light, metal casting, engine and brake division, the only growth I see is coming from steering, okay? From a quarterly run rate of, say, 420 odd crores, it's now at almost 500 crores, where the other three divisions is almost flat or single-digit growth, actually.
Go to the next one.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So suppose if we are targeting a good growth going ahead, okay, well, how do you see this division's, giving growth going forward, actually?
Yeah. No, so, I mean, I think just looking at only one quarter, Q4, and, it will not be correct because there were some new businesses that started kicking for Q4 in the steering business, which is why that showed the growth. But generally, if you see, the order books for the steering continues to be the strongest, as I said, followed by brakes and then the engine components. So those also will continue to show good growth in this coming year. But for sure, the steering business has got the strongest growth portfolio.
Okay, and secondly, if I see like Q4 numbers, okay, where aftermarket is almost 19%, okay, right, and which is perhaps one of the highest if you look at other auto ancillary business, other auto ancillary companies actually, okay. And despite that, our EBITDA margins, excluding other income, is only 8.8% actually in Q4. Okay, I'm excluding other income, okay. So, despite such a healthy aftermarket sales, and obviously aftermarket would have a much healthier margins, okay, how do you explain, sir, this 8.8 for the overall business? Then if I exclude that 19%, then the rest of the business is, it's very suboptimal EBITDA margins.
No, so as the EBIT, the first of all, the aftermarket, the 19% growth that you're seeing, that is
19% of the business, not 19% growth, 19% of the overall business in Q4.
No, it is 19% of the overall of RMR. So it is 19% of the total revenue. So your question is, you said 9.5% is the EBITDA, right?
That is including other income. I guess if I exclude other income, it's close to 9.19, not 8.8, 9.1. Okay. And if you look at other auto ancillary companies, they are nowhere near 19% aftermarket. And aftermarket, we all have this assumption that it's a very high margin business.
Right.
So your balance 80% of the business, which includes sharing, etc. Okay, because aftermarket bulk of it's coming from brake business.
Right.
Okay. So if I just draw some basic calculation, then that 80% is very suboptimal margins actually.
Well, definitely the margins are lower when it comes to the OE business, that is for sure, but I'm not able to respond if there is some one-off issue or...
Hello?
Yeah, just hold on 1 second. Yeah, just 1 second.
Yeah.
No, we'll double click on this point. We understand, but we'll double click on this. We don't have the breakup of the numbers, so I don't want to say something that's not correct.
No, no, sure, sir. And sir, lastly, our capex is 240-250 crores for Rani Madras. This includes the corporate office expense?
No, not yet. That has not even started. You know, the government office, this is for the new corporate office, right?
Yeah.
So that has not even started. We are waiting for the approvals and things like that. And just one second. Yeah. So that capex is probably, you know, maybe even 12 months away.
Oh, and so is it fair to assume that 228 the capex number would be much higher than 240-250 crores?
Correct.
Because that would have corporate office also.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly. We are talking only about the business related capex. Yeah.
And this is some growth capex, or there is some this 240-250 crores is growth capex, or there's some maintenance or any other?
Oh, definitely, generally, about 15% of that amount is for maintenance and refurbishment and things like that. 15-20%. About 50% would be new capex, and there'll be some in quality, some in R&D, and things like that.
And sir, last one question is in regards to the real estate money that we are supposed to receive. Now, if we just assume that this transaction does not go through for any reason, you will be able to retain that 145 crores that you have already received?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's much risk in that. There could be a delay 1 or 2 months this way, that way. But in fact, the transaction, the contract is very well worded in our favor. So the transaction will go through. I don't see any challenge.
Sure. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take this as the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your comments and as well as the questions. As I said, it's been a reasonably good quarter for us, but the more important thing is we have to continue to build on this performance in the coming quarters. The market looks to be favorable, although some of the global geopolitics is creating some concerns, mainly on cost front rather than demand. So hopefully we'll be able to navigate it. So we'll continue to be in touch. Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Rani Group, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.